This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, at Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Holla. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast.
What's up, podcast world? It's your girl Slick Nick, and I'm back with another lovely, dope episode. I'm surrounded by some real funny people in here. I wish you could have heard what we were saying off air. But, as always, I start to my left. I got Big Burger in the building.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
What up, y'all? What up? How you doing? I go by the name of Burger, but, you know, they call me Big Burgs.
Big Burgs? Across from him, I got Black Arrow in the building.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Mr. Original Fat Funny Man in the building.
Original Fat Funny. Across from me, y'all know him. Lucky Bam is in the building.
Y'all don't know me. For all who don't know me, my name is Lucky Bam. I don't have no special introduction like everybody else, but I'm here.
We here. How y'all doing? How's everybody's week?
Interesting, actually.
Why?
My dog passed away, man.
That's interesting. I'm sorry.
I'm talking
about
Chad.
Oh, yeah. We gonna talk about that.
I grew up.
We gonna talk about that. How's everybody else's week?
It's the beginning.
How was your last week, yeah, Bird? Dang.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
You asked the question right.
You asked the question. I said it's the beginning. So last week was okay. It just ended wrong.
Bird finna make me mute his mic already, bro. Like, I swear.
Oh, damn. We mute mics first?
Let me control myself.
Make me mute your mic and we just started.
That's crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, my last week, well, it was eventful. You know, eventful. Just came back from Cali. My rental had to be turned in at 3, so I stayed at the airport till 12 in the morning. For my flight.
How the weed out there?
You whispering. I'm talking to my...
I don't smoke the devil's lettuce.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's what you call it?
I don't smoke.
Nah, because I just came from Denver, bro.
Hey, Denver is where it's at, bro.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I done been there.
Oh, man.
Yo.
It's crazy.
I haven't been to Denver yet. I want to go.
Just know, drink a lot of water. A lot of water.
I want to go to Denver and I want to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, is it dry out there?
No, it's because the altitude.
Yeah.
For us big dudes, you would relate.
Nah, you know what I realized though? You know how when you landing, how your ears pop?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Like when we landed in Denver, at all.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
In Cali, my ears was popping the whole time.
Yeah.
But I love the West Coast though. West Coast is where it's at.
Well, West Coast don't love me. I can't wear certain colors over there.
What you got to know that in general.
Yes, you can. You just can't be walking on somebody in the middle of the hood, in the middle of Inglewood, posted up on the block wearing the wrong color.
Nah, hell no.
Like, you can't do that.
Nah, I saw them check a kid in a stroller, okay? they don't care about me. Okay?
You ever watch The Wood?
Huh?
The Wood.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That corner store scene. All right, you got to
I'm just
man.
So tired of y'all. Okay, so first off, I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening and watching because I know Brandy and Monica is right now. So I want to know, who do y'all got, Brandy or Monica?
Monica.
That's y'all prediction.
Brandy is an actor, actress, my bad.
But she was, okay, but.
Name Brandy songs right now.
Never Say Never, mm-hmm. Have I Ever. Mm-hmm.
She been writing this song.
Hey, but you can't act that.
No.
I love
Brandy.
She probably named
One Voice, One Voice, Tomorrow, I Want to Be Down, Broken Hearted Remix.
She gave me a remix.
But you can tell she's a fan. She got the braids already. Right? You can tell that's a fan.
She ain't prepared.
She been waiting for this.
But honestly, for you, I will shut down every song you just said.
That's it.
I promise you.
But I mean.
That's all. What's that song she made for C. Murder?
TJ, that's in a way.
I don't know,
bro.
You're
not an R&B guy.
I don't see him at all.
No.
You're not an R&B guy?
I've heard a couple Monica songs, but.
You're just not an R&B guy.
I think so.
No, you are. You got it. Rod Wave, you mess with Rod Wave.
Yeah.
That's not R&B.
He just sings his heart out sometimes.
He makes gospel.
Rod Wave makes gospel.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, hood gospel.
He makes gospel.
Hood gospel?
Hood gospel.
Okay.
You know Jesus talking through that fat man right there.
What?
Mm-hmm. He is.
So how come Jesus don't tell him to make the songs a little longer?
Well, you know, the shortest scripture, but the best scripture is Jesus wept. So Jesus likes to keep his best short.
Okay. Just hit you with it.
Exactly.
Yo, you can't prolong it. I hear you.
I'm not finna do this with y'all.
I'm just saying.
I'm not.
He has a point. Amen.
I'm not. Okay, so wait. Time out. So y'all went with Monica because I was trying to get the camera right.
Yeah, Monica.
Y'all went with Monica.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not in the camera.
I know. I'm trying to fix it. Oh. Or he trying to fix it. Can I see it?
My bad.
We trying to get it right.
And look, you don't like me, brother, but I can't talk till I'm in the camera.
Right now. We trying. I'm trying to get you right.
First things first. You better see me.
Who made the drink, though?
Huh? Oh, shout out to our sponsors, Mixmasters LLC. That's who made the drinks. Make sure y'all follow him.
Wait, why am I not having no logo on?
Man, make sure you drink this in a room full of AC. Because...
Hey, in the room with AC?
Hey, slow down, bro. It'll
yeah, it'll creep up on you.
It'll creep
on
you.
Because you got the watermelon.
Okay, all right. I know you think you drink, so this creep up on you.
Right.
We'll be laughing with you outside.
Right.
We lit.
Okay.
He said he drank this.
He drank drink.
He said he drank drink. He said I'm a drinker.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so, but why nobody? Why?
Like, why do I pick Brandy?
Yeah. Brandy got some
Brandy got some good songs, but like. Over Monica, though?
Talking to the mic.
Over Monica, I don't think Brandy gonna win. You know what I thought a better versus would have been?
What?
Monica and Keisha Cole.
I talked about that at the barbershop. At the barbershop I go
Monica
to.
Monica and Keisha Cole would have been a better matchup, I think.
100%.
I mean,
Brandy's more.
But you understand why they did Monica versus Brandy.
Because they had a beef. Yeah. They had a beef back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said Monica actually punched Brandy in the face. I looked this
behind stage. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Monica
Monica
that
got
life.
Hands.
Yeah, she about that life. She about that life.
That's what I heard. I heard it was an award show.
Look at all the guys Monica date, bro. Like, she from the hood, bro.
Yeah. She don't play that.
Well, she like hood dudes. Cause she was dating, she was messing with C-Murder.
Yeah.
Rocco.
Rocco. Yeah.
She dating Shannon Brown now, right?
No, they got divorced.
Oh,
he just a light skin.
He just like it, y'all. Uh-huh.
Ain't Shannon Brown
there? You need
Lakers
a chair. Get that white chair.
Who she dating now?
Hey.
I don't know. Is she dating somebody?
No, she's single now. She was just married to Shannon Brown, but they got a divorce.
Oh, Monica, if you watching, you know, say what.
Hey,
shoot your shot, Steph Curry.
No, because she waiting for Corey to come home.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just... Wait, y'all not all finna take a drink on that. I'm just saying, because she literally said that on... Or no, she didn't say it. She posted a picture, and a fan was like, oh, because C-Murder coming home, you got to show out, huh? And she was like, period. So, I mean, that's low-key, like, confirmation, ain't it? Or co-signing?
Or you just trolling.
Yeah, like, that's...
I mean, okay.
Building suspense.
Okay.
She
I mean, she do, and I can't wait to hear it. Somebody said Keisha Cole and Ashanti would have been a good.
That would have been a good one. Too.
A good versus battle.
That would have been a good one. Ashanti got some hits though.
Nah, Keisha got that. I'm sorry.
Nah, Ashanti, but
Ashanti, I feel like Ashanti got a lot of features.
Keisha Cole will win, but.
Ashanti popping songs are a lot of features.
Yeah.
But what?
By yeah, herself, that's
a lot of Ashanti
by herself.
But check this out though.
That's true.
All the features she's on most of the time is hooks. It don't make the song.
Yeah, hook. I hear you, but I need the whole song.
I'm telling you this right now.
Keisha got the whole song.
If Heaven Sent start playing right now, bet money I start crying. I start crying.
I mean, Heaven Sent hit different. Keisha Cole voice hit different though.
Cause she be singing from the soul.
Yeah,
but
like
now you know, it's a good question. Which one y'all like better, Keisha Cole with the gap or without the gap?
Well, I haven't heard no gap music.
Well, that's a lot of
that sounds like a record label for a dental office.
No. I haven't heard Keisha no gap music, so I don't know.
You got like an example?
No, actually no, because she came out with Irreplaceable. She didn't have a gap in Irreplaceable, did she?
That was good.
Her last album, 11/11 Reset. She didn't have a gap, did she?
No, she didn't.
Okay, so. Oh, she. Oh,
she did it.
I don't know. I like both.
Interesting. All right, Brandy fan.
Whatever. I am a Brandy fan.
That's okay.
I'll forever be. That's us. Pause. What's going on with my life? Let's pause. I'm sorry, y'all. We got a whole lot of technical difficulties up here. But okay, I am a Brandy fan. I've been a Brandy fan. Mo to the.
I can tell.
E to the. But I like Monica too. So I'm Switzerland. I'm literally Team Switzerland.
Okay.
Whose song is The Boy Is Mine? Whose song is that?
They both have a song called The Boy Is Mine.
Yeah.
No, there's one song that they're both on.
Yeah, they're both on it.
But it was on, wasn't it on Brandy's album? Okay.
But Monica killed it.
So, it was on Brandy's album. So, before we go any further, he wouldn't be him if he wasn't late. So, Pretty Rico Bands is in the building. What? Whatever. Pretty Rico Bands is in the building.
Yay.
What's up?
What's going on?
Your iPhone timed out.
It wasn't my fault, though.
Give me, pass it.
Apple was really a terrible place.
Huh?
Yeah, y'all
dang, well, I
can't nobody hear you.
I-4 is the I-4 is probably terrible, one of the worst, like, for real. Worst
I have a question.
I don't know about that.
I moved to Orlando in 2011. They say I-4 is going to be done in 5 years.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's like, been almost 10 years.
Bro, and I've been here since 2013. So the construction here is terrible.
It's horrible.
It's crazy.
You can't rush progress. That's what my dad always taught me.
You're right.
How long we got to wait?
But how long they doing construction? They been doing construction since I moved to Orlando, and that's been a solid couple years.
Where are you from? Because I'm getting a New York vibe.
I'm from New York.
Brooklyn.
I was born in Brooklyn. I was raised in Southside Jamaica, Queens.
Not invited in this conversation.
Wow.
Don't get her started.
What do you mean?
Don't get her started.
What do you mean?
they ain't finished nothing in New York.
First of all.
It's not even. That's why.
What I will say, no, I will say our roads are fucked up. I'll give you that.
The roads, the streets,
the overpasses.
I'll stay. Okay, all right.
The only thing finished is the graffiti on the wall.
Y'all, first of all, he's the fuck up on us. Because we tore down an entire movie theater plaza. We tore down an entire old movie theater and then built a whole plaza where it was, and it's done. There's no further construction, no nothing. Y'all still got that building sitting on fucking I-4 by Altamont.
By Altamont?
Yeah, so y'all not finna come at me talking about the only thing finished is the graffiti. Nah, bro, we tear it down and we build it right back up.
I'm not from Orlando. I'm from down south.
That's the Christian's fault. That's
the Christian's fault. Whatever.
The tithing isn't coming in like it should.
New York slander will not be tolerated.
I ain't never been to New York.
I was actually born in New York.
Yeah.
Where?
Burke Avenue, East Bronx.
Really? Yep. We don't like the Bronx. The Bronx is dirty.
All right. I stay
Well, the whole New York dirty. Besides Manhattan.
Manhattan is Manhattan is dirty as fuck.
Well, it's cleaner because, than anything else.
No, because you got to think about it. You have to think. When tourists go to New York, they think of the city. They want to go see where the ball dropped. They want to go see Empire State Building. They want to go see 42nd Street, blah, blah, blah. So that's low-key, like, it's dirty. And it's very congested with all of the, what's it called? Exhaust from the taxis and shit?
Science.
Right?
It's just like Hollywood. Like, when you go to Hollywood, you think, can you finna see some beautiful
stuff? Nah, Hollywood is dirty.
Ugly.
Once you're off, even the Star Walk thing, once you get off of that, it's just gum on the floor, dirty ass sidewalk.
And Donald Trump's star is just all types of messed
up. Of course.
They don't throw that up.
It's supposed to be.
It's crazy.
Mm. It's supposed to be at this point.
What's that?
Nothing.
Hold on. No. Nope. Hey. Nope. Do we have a Trump supporter amongst us?
Not him.
Not me.
Not better me. Not be. We can't be friends if you're a Trump supporter.
I thought I was going to have to revoke that chain.
Right?
Not me.
I was about to take your fat card.
No.
Not the fat card.
I was about to take it.
That nigga,
I earned that, bro.
He said he's going to take the fat card. I'm crying.
Crazy.
Okay, so I do, Lucky touched on it when we first sat down.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Look at you. I told you. Look. You came in. You sat in my seat.
My dog was ready.
Like.
He was ready. He came in ready.
I had a dream.
Hey, don't let a Haitian tell you had a dream.
Speak on.
Don't let a Haitian tell you had a dream. We're going to be here all night. Oh, man.
No, but he touched on it when we first went live. So I do want to have a moment of silence for Chadwick Boseman because he passed away. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, look at y'all. We all okay. You know how sometimes somebody phone ring in the middle of a moment of silence?
Oh, I don't play about him.
No.
Yeah,
I don't play about him.
Good. So, I was at work when I found out, and my homegirl posted, she was like, Black Panther died. And I'm just like, girl, you just not seen that movie? Because I thought she was watching the movie. No, seriously, I promise. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I promise. I'm really not. I was like,
wait. I mean, he didn't die in the movie. No,
they're talking about Infinity War. Yeah,
Infinity War, he disappeared.
If you were the nerd to come out of me, I'll tell you it was the Soul Stone that go ahead and made the man disappear.
Okay, whatever. But I was like, you just not watching that movie? But then she was like, no, like in real life. And so as soon as she said that, I went on Instagram and it was all over the place. Like, work was just somber after that.
I had to take a sip for him.
Yeah, don't pour it out. Take a sip.
Why would we?
You know how? You know, no,
yeah, like, pour it out.
Well, no, pour it out for the homie.
For the homie. They're just, you know, we in the studio. We in outside.
That's why I said don't pour it out. Take a sip.
Take a sip.
But my personal opinion, I don't think they can make another Black Panther.
They can't.
They can't replace him.
No, they can't. Don't replace him.
I seen.
Don't replace him.
They said how they was going. Well, not how they was going. Not how they should do it. Was
nah. I don't care what
you know. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think
have the memorial,
and then bring
in. And then bring what's the name?
Killmonger.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
No. If they're gonna do it, because you got the nerd here. Okay. If they gonna do it, what they got to do is they got to bring in his sister, which in the comics, yeah, she actually becomes the Black Panther.
Yeah. Right? I don't think they want to do that quick. See, I mean, they can replace him.
Well, I mean, they
just
already
like filmed. They did War Machine. They are. Terrence Howard had that role.
They already filmed Black Panther 2.
They did.
Black Panther 2 was supposed to come out earlier.
Yeah.
That's not. They can replace him without even like really giving an explanation. They just a new person.
I don't think they can. It's not gonna be the same.
It ain't gonna be the same when you replace him though, man.
It is because it's all about the quality of the show.
If
the movie's amazing, you're gonna warm up.
Look, and I guarantee you, it's gonna make more money because everybody's gonna pay tribute to it as well.
Even Will Smith had to, like, and this is years after Robin Williams was dead.
You know how many Batman
caught flack about him playing Jim?
No, okay. Time out. Because if that's the role that you want to go down, then let's go down it. Because same, keeping in the same Batman family, all the Jokers was different, right? Now, granted, I know some of them died, but all the Jokers was different. Some people, you can still tell the difference. Yes, the Joker is the Joker. He's still the character that he is. But the person that play it brings something different to that character. Yep. So some people like this Joker. Some people like that Joker. Some people don't like how the new Joker is at all. So me personally, with the impact that Chadwick had on the culture as a total, I can't see anybody else just saying, oh, well, he's a good actor, so let him play Black Panther now. Nah, it's not. I honestly feel like it's not going to work that way. You might as well just have a memorial in a movie and just leave it at that.
It's going to be amazing. They're going to have a brand new story.
Think about it. Even, like, for example, perfect example.
And it's going to be awesome.
The Fast and Furious.
Paul Walker?
Yeah.
But
they didn't bring in another. They didn't replace him. I mean,
but that's because he's not a comic book character.
He's not a.
He's
right.
He can replace comic book characters.
You can exactly how you say you can replace comic book characters. You can't do that with something like that. But see how they did it.
Nah,
I don't know.
I'm telling you, bro. They have to do it like that. Though.
Chadwick is a different story because, like, honestly, him playing Black Panther, it was the first time that like a lot of like black kids got to see like a black
themselves.
King.
Yeah. Exactly.
So why stop now?
Right. That's what I said. You can continue. That.
You okay? As so make a whole nother superhero. Good.
It's not gonna hit the same.
If it's not Chadwick being Black Panther, it's not gonna hit
the
same.
But you just said the same thing about the Joker. We had the best Joker of all time.
And I said it doesn't hit the same. That's what I said.
The Joker's different though.
With DC, but the
best Joker of all time passed because he got so much into that character.
And even all the other Jokers, some people don't. I don't like the last Joker movie.
It's going to take some trial and error.
With DC, I'm not too sure about Marvel, but with DC, there's multiple universes. So there's different versions of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you could replace the Joker, but it won't be you replacing that specific Joker. Yeah.
Right.
You're just acting
different
on another,
points in time.
Yeah.
Or he could have a son that take over for him.
That's not
sound
too bad, though.
It doesn't, but...
All right, for instance...
Well, you're going to have to fast forward time.
But you never know. But you never know, like, if you replace something, you don't know if it's going to hit or not hit. For instance, do y'all like the new Spider-Man?
Right.
I ain't seen it.
I think the new one, Spider-Man, is the best one. Because when you think about it, bro, Spider-Man is... You think of a teenager living a kid's life, you know, just having fun. The first one was kind of too serious. You see what I'm saying? The character that played, what was his name?
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, like.
I like Toby.
No, he was good.
Toby plays a good Venom.
He plays a good Spider-Man, but the new Spider-Man now, is now, great.
What he got out of was walking the raindrops keep falling on my head. I was like, okay.
And not the Spider-Man they had before, the one that they got now. They had like a older teenager.
Andrew Garfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
That's why I said you can play the trial and error. Yeah, as long as you get one that's like, all right, people, we like it. The story's strong enough. It works.
But ultimately, that was Sony's fault why they had so many Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. A great
and that was Sony's fault, the reason why they had so many Spider-Man. But none of them died. Okay, let's put that out there.
Right.
I don't see it. I'm not saying stop it.
I'm not saying don't like make another one because they already started filming the other one.
No, that's already done. It's already done.
Part two. Oh, well,
it's been done.
It's been finished.
Corona messed it up.
Correct. Corona messed a lot of things.
Corona messed everything up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This whole 2020.
Period. Send it back.
The whole 2020.
All the way back. What did you type? Batman and Superman? Batman and Superman? Like, versus Superman? Like, what?
Talking about characters replacing. How many Batmans have been replaced?
Yeah.
I know that new Batman going to be something serious.
Oh, yeah, with Edward.
Ben Affleck was the worst Batman
but
ever.
But I still...
Ben Affleck?
He was the worst. The new Batman is Edward from Twilight.
I literally stand by... Okay, I hear what y'all saying. You could replace them and you could put a new person and you could do whatever. I hear y'all, but I still stand by. It's not going to hit the same.
There's certain people that when they play certain roles,
that's their role.
That role sticks to them.
It fits them, yeah.
Like, what's his name? Black dude from Diary of a Mad Black Woman? From Diary of a Mad Black Woman, the one that got in a coma and Kimberly Elise like threw him in the tub.
The bald headed dude.
That's his role.
I would go more so Chris Tucker and Smokey.
That's Chris Tucker. But every time you see them,
he can't play nothing else.
He is Smokey.
No, I'm saying when
you
think of
Chris Tucker, for Fridays.
Yeah, no, like, can nobody play Smokey?
I hear that, but he said he can't play nothing else. I thought you meant the actor Chris.
I'm saying certain actors have a certain like they played a role so damn good.
So what you mean
that it just sticks?
What's
to
up, Chris Tucker and Friday and Rush Hour?
Chris Tucker and Rush Hour was good though. Like you can't.
I just watched that shit last night.
What?
Come on, man.
Chris Tucker and Rush Hour.
Lee.
Berg, what you said?
Lee.
Like a filter.
My daddy was police.
Filter fish.
Come on now.
What's that loss? What happened?
Oh, the wire got stuck around my foot.
Come on now.
There's an entanglement.
Yeah. Let's not get on that one.
Okay, no, but. You want something? You want a cup?
Yeah. Let me get a cup.
But,
Ask one of them to get you a cup.
You want to know who would play the best Joker? And it's a shame that they haven't even considered it.
Who?
Jim Carrey.
You're right.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, I think it would have been a good Riddler. I agree with you.
But
yeah.
I think he's too old now.
Back in the day, he's too old now.
His
comedy is dated now.
No, I think he's out that age of when.
Did you not see Sonic?
It's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be
Sonic. Like Joker.
Yeah.
You got to be a little sick. That's a terrible comparison. Sonic?
Come on.
You got like.
But if you were to say Jim Carrey like 7 years ago, as the Joker, perfect role.
Riddler.
Yeah,
that's like my homegirl said. That's like Mike Epps as Day-Day. No one could have ever played Day-Day better than Mike Epps.
I agree. Okay, I just got the wrong black man. My bad. Forgive me for that.
I agree with that. Can't nobody else play Day-Day like Mike Epps?
Day-Day ain't no superhero.
Day-Day,
right. Day-Day ain't no superhero. Superheroes get replaced.
You're right.
Look how long they're taking to replace the new Wolverine. We don't know what the next Wolverine gonna look like.
But it's not gonna hit the way Hugh Jackman hit.
But you gotta do it. You gotta continue to.
You can continue it, but that thing is not.
That's what I'm saying.
It could be. It's not. It depends on the writing, the story, and how good that actor.
I don't see. I'm saying this right now. Today. What's today? August 31st at 8:24 p.m. I'm saying this today so y'all can bring up the receipts because people good for bringing up receipts on the internet. I don't see if they make another Black Panther.
They're going to.
Yes.
Well, I don't see. I mean.
Before you finish that statement, there's a second one coming out. No, with him
after
in.
That one.
After that.
Yeah.
One.
If okay. they make, because I we already yeah after yeah. that one, if they make a third Black Panther, and it's not Chadwick, if they, you know, I don't think it's going to hit the way Chadwick hit.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Quote me on this. If you see that Black Panther
suit. I read the comics.
And so. The helmet go away, and it's Akon. Everybody lose their fucking mind. Everybody lose their fucking mind. Nobody wants to see me play Panther.
Nah, see, like, bro, you got this. Marvel, they're the most genius. Marvel has the most genius writers in the game.
That nigga made Wakanda. A literal Wakanda.
Say, new Black Panther movie. They would bring him in, do other movies.
He said you Akon. See
a new Black Panther movie with a new actor until he's on like 4 or 5 other movies as Black Panther on those movies before.
They didn't film Black Panther.
Like, yeah.
Who? Wait, what happened?
They didn't film it yet?
Oh, what?
I thought they did.
No. Cause I thought it was supposed to come out in 21 or is it 22?
22.
It was supposed to come out February Corona. 22, right?
What?
Corona.
Yeah. They didn't even know. Even Corona, they wasn't gonna start it. It was the same thing when Paul Walker died.
Oh, they missed. They missed that.
And
yeah, they did.
Finished that movie that Paul Walker.
Yeah, cause they did his did I know. They did half the movie with him, and well, then certain. But the fight scene, cause somebody.
They did it with his brother.
They loud. The fight scene that they did in the truck, somebody did an interview and they said that it was Paul's brother, but they CGI'd like his face to finish that scene. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the movie just, because you know how we see it is not how they necessarily film it. So.
I'm telling you, Marvel's going to make you fall in love with the next Black Panther because he's not going to get his own movie immediately. He's going to come in real sleek.
Who?
The next Black Panther, they're not going to put him in like in the new Black Panther movie. It's going to be like another.
Probably put him in an Avengers.
Yeah, it's going to be like a Spider-Man movie. It's going to be something random. He's just going to have little parts leading up to make you like him until he gets his own.
Yeah, I feel you, but they might not show his face until like after him showing up every other movie. Until they show his face.
Because nobody going to go to a Falcon movie. Nobody going to see that. You know what I mean?
He's not Falcon no more.
No, he's not Falcon. He's Captain
America. Exactly. I don't want to see him as Captain America.
He's Captain America.
I want to see Bucky as Captain America.
What?
Yeah.
Bucky, that would have been a better Captain America.
There's a Marvel character called White Panther.
No cap, and I'm lost right now.
And I thought that No,
there's a Captain America.
I know there's a Captain America. I've seen the movie.
He's going to be black now.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see Bucky.
They're going to make him black?
I'm not going to make
him black. Is that a problem?
No. Wait, time out. No, serious question. Because I'm real deal. Like, I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm just lost as fuck. So, I know there's a Captain America, right? But he's, America's ass, all that good stuff. Isn't he Ant-Man?
No, he's Falcon, but now he's Captain America.
He got his ass whooped by Ant-Man.
At the end game movie,
Captain America gave him the
shield. The little shield thing.
Correct. Yeah. He's gonna be Captain America
because Captain America he wanted to live old and marry.
Oh, because he did get old and went. Okay. I'm not lost no more.
I don't want to see
Anthony
Mackie. Got it. No Captain America. He cannot hold his own movie.
Now we got Black in America.
He can't hold his own movie.
He can't hold his own. Anthony Mackie cannot be.
That's the new Captain America.
Yes. The nigga that played in Pain and Gain.
He can't be
the nigga that played 8 Mile, the homeboy that was.
That's what I'm saying. I can't see him running his own movie. He ain't gonna be that big.
But why not though? You don't think he'll be good if
I don't think he's strong.
He can't be that leading role.
Right? We'll see.
He's a great supporting actor. He's a good supporting actor. He's not a good leading actor.
We would go see War Machine because we know Don Cheadle can act his butt off.
Yeah.
But here's some nerd stuff for y'all though. Here's some nerd stuff for y'all. In the actual comic, when he does take that mantle of Captain America, he does F up a lot in the beginning because he doesn't trust himself being the new Captain America. So they chose the right person to be.
Because he's going to mess up.
Okay, I have a question. Tiffany asked, what does the comic say happens next? Where are the graphic novel readers? And you, Mr. Nerd, yourself. So what happens next?
Go ahead, Bidal.
Well, what happens next is the battle's supposed to be taken into space to go against this dude named Galactus. Okay.
Now, so is there going to be another Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Thor is going to be in battle with Star-Lord to see who's going to be taking advantage of that ship. And they also are bringing Thor's love interest into the movie as well.
Thor love interest.
Okay, so
I thought his hammer was his. Never mind.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Rico, I'm gonna call you Rico for short because Pretty Rico Band is a lot to say.
Pretty.
Rico. So Rico.
Get the name right.
Right. So Rico just gave me a list. Marvel Phase 4. So it says I don't know what order I'm going to read in, so I'm just going to go left to right like they taught me in school. It says Spider-Man Academy, then Doctor Strange. Does it say Illuminati?
No.
Illuminati is
that does say Illuminati.
Yeah. Illuminati is in the Marvel series.
Okay, so it says Spider-Man Academy, Doctor Strange, Illuminati, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Widow, Leviathan, The Mighty Thor, The Fantastic Four, The Wasp, Escape, Black Panther, Secret Empire, Spider-Man, Dimensions, Nova. What's Nova? Nova, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man versus Masters of Evil, Warlock, The Thunderbolts, and Avengers. Is Thunderbolts Deadpool?
No.
But it has the Deadpool thing.
So he might be in it.
Look, it's not the Deadpool thing.
Oh, yeah, that
thing?
Is his logo right
so
there.
So y'all know what
so
I'm
saying. So that, yeah, that, is, that must be the name of the movie. That must be a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
So everybody watching can look at what I'm looking at.
That's Lady Thor, yeah.
Oh.
Lady Thor. Interesting. Oh, his love interest?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Love and Thunder.
Quick shout out. I do a Thor YouTube channel. So, like, you know, I pay attention to Thor. Thor is my job.
So, you have a hammer?
Yeah, I have a Stormbreaker that's this long, and I have a metal hammer that I can swirl around.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Okay. So,
what do you mean you can't get into it?
Captain Marvel?
Oh, nah, never mind. I don't like it.
Okay. So, that was fun. Fun little nerd session. I appreciate y'all.
This is not good.
Wait.
Hey, Nikki.
Wait, I don't have no control over that. Talk to that man over there.
I hear you, but next time you invite two big dudes in the room, make sure the AC at 70.
I have no control over that.
I'm going through massive TS right now.
Okay. I feel like I'm in the sauna.
I don't have control. I don't pay no bills here. I don't have no control over the AC.
When I go through TS, I start to get a little.
Next time, I'm going to bring my personal fan.
Do what you got to do, Playboy. All right. So, I do want
to get. Go ahead.
I do want to. There you go. I do want to get
if with. Fanning,
you have to see. Look at them fanning themselves.
Hey, don't judge us.
Okay. So I do want to get into something a little heavier. I should have broke it up.
What's heavier than Black Panther dying?
Oh, the NBA boycotting.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead, preach on it.
Right. I honestly shouldn't. I should have broke it up, but. So, we all know what happened here in Orlando, Florida, right? Mm-hmm. No? The boy got shot at Florida Mall in the back?
Wait, what?
Florida Mall? Florida Mall.
Florida Mall.
Yeah.
You talking about Blake?
No.
Salathe.
It's just another one.
Another one?
When did it happen? Like 2 weeks ago. Two, 3 weeks ago.
But they not getting tired of shooting niggas? They don't get tired?
It was that, and then...
thing in Wisconsin.
A week or 2 weeks later?
Jacob Blake, yeah.
Yeah, what happened in Wisconsin? Him getting shot in the back 7 times. So, as you know, Magic and the Bucks were supposed to play a couple days ago.
On Thursday. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, and they boycotted.
And Bucks boycotted.
And they boycotted.
So, my question to you is, one, do you feel like the Magic should have boycotted first? Because it happened here. I don't want to say it happened here first, but with everybody being in a bigger outrage, it happened in your own city, and it took for what happened in Wisconsin for the Bucks to boycott before you boycott.
I think they only did that because they felt bad.
Who? Magic?
The Magic.
Well, the Magic didn't boycott until the Bucks boycotted.
That's right. What I'm saying.
So it was one of those where... The Bucks didn't come on the court, and it was like, oh, so we're not playing?
No.
Okay, exactly, cool. So, at the end of the day, my opinion is, I respect what the Bucks did.
Right.
Because it takes a lot of guts to boycott.
And to tell the NBA I'm not playing.
Correct. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You don't agree?
But.
No.
Why?
I think that the Bucks, because, like, the whole thing about this bubble is the NLPA, the whole union thing, is, like, that the players work together. They're synced. They're linked. They did this on their own without consulting any of the other players in the league that was in that bubble. And like I saw on ESPN, it was reported that a lot of players felt slighted that the Bucks did it without saying, hey, we should do this together, when it's like supposed to be a unity thing. And that was, I mean, so I get that side of it. That's why LeBron and all of them apparently was a little upset about it.
I could definitely understand that aspect of it.
You made them look dumb.
I don't think it makes them look dumb. I think if they would have brought it up to everybody, there would have been a lot of why or
exactly
questioning it.
Yeah, no, the conversation.
But if you heard, there was a report when they had their meeting, a lot of people felt like, oh, yeah, y'all should have told us. Oh, y'all should. Yeah. I understand that. But sometimes you got to do things without asking questions.
Well, I mean, maybe in like a different sport, sure. But like you can clearly look at the NBA court and see that they're about like Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So like it's not like if they would have brought it up, they would have caught scrutiny for it. Because like they even letting y'all put equality and all this type of stuff on your jersey. So like,
and they living like right beside each other now. Y'all can have this conversation.
They probably like they right around the corner. The teams.
But I think the Bucks made that decision right before the game. Like it was
It was reported like a day before that they was contemplating boycott.
They were thinking about it, but they finally made the decision like 10 minutes before the game started. Yeah.
But at that point, because it's out that they contemplate, and they should have talked to somebody other teams.
I kind of agree.
But I got a
you
question
made the Magic
y'all.
Look more like sellouts.
So I got a question for y'all. So what do y'all think their purpose of boycotting was?
Okay, Oprah.
I'm just saying because the reason I asked that because you boycott on Thursday, right? Then play on Saturday.
It's money. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. But like, if you really want to make a difference, you gotta touch their pockets. So owner still made their money on Saturday. They didn't make it on Thursday, but they made their money.
They lost
Saturday.
3 days. They lost Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You still made your money though.
But you got to understand.
They sent their house slave in.
You got to understand.
Michael Jordan.
Correct.
They sit there.
They call Michael. Hey, Michael, you got to talk to the platform.
Yeah.
I feel like they really wanted to make a difference. They should have canceled the whole season on some rush. Like, for
I hear you, but you got to understand, the NBA, there's only a few number of players that are making millions, like, on a regular that they can avoid losing the season.
Cool.
There's regular dudes that just making thousands where if they don't play, that affects their life.
I understand that.
So, at the end of the day, so what they try to look at is like, all right, cool. Do we think about the top 20 players that are making millions, or do we think about the whole
organization as a whole?
The whole NBA, where the bottom feeders, they got to get paid and feed their family. Because there was a report that when they meeting, LeBron felt like he was above everybody. He was like, oh, we got to look.
He's the GOAT.
I'm not
going to argue with you. I'm not going to touch that subject. All right? But you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, for them to cancel the season, that's a lot of money.
But see, so why is it okay for them to cancel a game, but when Kyrie made a suggestion on canceling the
Kyrie season, said that because he couldn't play.
Yep, I agree with
that's
that.
That's true.
Because if Kyrie was able to play, he'd have been in the bubble. Dribble.
Okay, so I have a question. So, and everybody's in the comments agreeing with y'all. Chastity said, that's facts. If you're going to boycott, follow through with it completely. Everybody's saying facts. They always have next year. They got the money. They'll be all right. But my question is, do y'all think other sports, so baseball, hockey, soccer, what sport is there? Lacrosse?
Football.
Definitely NFL.
How you forget that?
Listen.
Tennis.
All of them. Do y'all feel like
lacrosse?
I said that.
Oh. Netball.
Do you?
I have a question.
Handball.
I have a question. Who watched lacrosse in this room?
I mean, I just know it exists.
I've played it. Don't look at me like that.
Why everybody looks at them like that, bro?
For two reasons. One, because I'm black, and two, because I'm fat. It's two reasons. It's a two for one
you
special.
You was a goalie?
Wow, Nikki. Really? Really? Wow.
Right?
you were the goalie?
Okay, no.
Hey, I don't like that fat. That was a fat joke.
I didn't see that on the contract. Yeah. I didn't see that.
That was a fat joke.
I don't know who posted it, but somebody, I forgot what athlete posted it. But they said, have you boycotted your job since this happened?
But we're not athletes.
No, I know what post he's talking about. Hold on, I'm going to get there. Let me ask this question first. Do y'all think the other sports should boycott in their respective fields?
If you want to make a difference, yeah.
Hey, listen.
I don't feel like they have the space to do
that. The NFL is not going to boycott.
They're not.
Yeah, but the NFL. Because the NFL haven't done half the shit that they've been doing.
These good old white boy owners, they're not boycotting nothing.
They're not going to have it, but they should. I feel like they should if they want to make a difference.
Oh, they don't care.
They don't.
They're not even going to do an interview about it. Jerry Jones. He's not even gonna talk about it.
Like, he don't even want to talk. Don't bring it up to him. Don't ask him a question about it. That's not. They're not gonna boycott nothing.
But the post that Rico's talking about is. I was gonna say something, but it's gonna come out wrong. I don't remember his name.
You already heard my face.
Speak your mind.
No, I don't remember his name. Cause I was really gonna say. Black dude, but they're mostly black. Anyway,
definitely a black guy.
he basically said he doesn't understand why people are going so hard. I'm paraphrasing. Why people are going so hard at the athletes for boycotting when at the end of the day they still have a job to do. Just like we still have a job to do. If we're not boycotting our jobs, why should they boycott theirs? Just because they have a huge platform and they reach millions of people or whatever doesn't mean that they have to boycott their job because it's a job at the end of the day.
Okay. I can answer this in two ways, right? One, an athlete that's making millions would impact more than me that's working a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? An athlete like LeBron that boycotts, who's probably the best player in the NBA right now, and he has a lot of resources. Mm-hmm. So if he boycotts the NBA, it's going to make a difference than me, who's just regular, you ain't going to work. I might lose my job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
LeBron boycott, he's not going to lose his job.
They're going to try to accommodate him.
Okay, correct. So what about actors? Should they be boycotting filming right now?
If you feel like you can make an impact.
Because they're doing mad filming all over the place right now.
I mean, if you feel like you can make an impact, you can do it.
Should rappers and singers, if it's not a positive message, they shouldn't be dropping any music?
If you have,
you know what I mean? It's like, you can't just put on the athletes.
But
there's so many
we live in a world right now where bars,
they can actually.
Yeah, right. If it's not progressive to what the cause is, should they be dropping any music?
But they can rap about it, though.
But that's what I said. If it's not progressive, should they be dropping?
But let's look at it, though. We went without sports for like 3 months.
Hardest time of my life.
For real. It affected a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if it was basketball, tennis, lacrosse. It affected a lot of people. So people are really watching sports because sports bring in a lot of revenue.
Right.
A lot of revenue. So at the end of the day,
at the end of the day, if you touch their pockets, it's a chance you can make a difference.
But when we didn't have sports, you know what y'all was watching? Was Netflix.
WWE. That's what I was watching.
Acting. So, like I said, like the actors have just as much of a power of it than the athletes.
They should do.
But I mean, if you're going to say Netflix has a lot of stuff that's already recorded, been out a couple years old. So it's not like watching Netflix.
Right now.
Yeah, it's not like watching Netflix is putting or telling actors to not shoot or whatever because everything on Netflix is already done. It's already out. It's already out there. So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but...
Mm. At the end of the day, I feel like if you have some type of platform where you can touch people, you should do something, whether it's boycotting or, you know, investing money into, like, an organization that helps, you know, what's going on. It don't matter. Like, you have it. Like,
honestly,
people are going to follow you. You know what I'm saying?
The way that I see it right now, because, like, I'm sure I'm not the only person that's went to one of these protests, like, recently. Like... I believe right now, after all these years of just constantly, like, not knowing what to do, people are just trying to find, like, some type of solution.
Right.
Like, we protest, y'all shoot us. Y'all, like, we take a knee, y'all shoot us. We get violent, y'all shoot us. Like, so no matter who you are, if you got anything that could do to help us, if you're not doing it, people are going to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a post, I don't know who put it on Facebook, saying, you know, we probably wouldn't be here right now if we made an example out of Zimmerman. That people might move a little different.
The nigga was Puerto Rican,
like,
I heard it.
I was like, but they know it's some type of possible repercussions.
I mean, with Zimmerman not being white, oh my bad.
No, go ahead.
They wouldn't really care about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be, you know, there's no disrespect. It had to be someone of, you know,
color?
Yeah, no, nah, not of color.
I have some of color.
I have some of
like, I think before, at one point in our lives, well, before we were born.
Because they would look at it as two birds with one stone.
But like before we was born, back in the day, people were really was like willing to die for their cause. So they fight the police. The Black Panthers, all that. Now people more talking about it. They ain't really ready to die for their cause. Like they ain't out here trying to pick off some cops and that. Like they ain't willing to die.
I hear you, but did that make a difference?
It did until crack hit. Crack destroyed the Black Panther Party.
You preaching, right? You preaching.
But I feel like if you went at them that way, you know, shooting and you know, willing to die, I don't think that would have made a difference as us talking now, trying to talk about it.
I personally believe this is when gang members should really be militant.
Yeah.
Like Crips, originally, that's a spring off from Black Panthers, Community mm-hmm. Resistance in Progress. Well, hey, Community Resistance needs to be in progress.
Right. Let's not get it twisted. We wasn't able to witness it, but they had police shook when the Black Panthers was at a height. Yeah, had people shook.
They came out shooting.
Now they could talk like that, but ain't nobody really about doing that for real. Because everybody do want to still live at the end of all this. Like, we're protesting, but I ain't trying to get shot today.
Listen, all I'm saying is that same gun that they pulling out on someone because they owe them money, use that same gun to help a nigga that's about to get shot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I respect that.
Okay, let me read some comments because we all know. People got stuff to say. All right, let me scroll up.
It is good.
Tonio, yes. Really shout out to Mix Masters. Sponsor. You. What up? Make sure you holler at him for all of your party bartending needs in Florida. He is a mobile bartender. Mix Masters.
Hey, Mike, somebody said they need another one ASAP.
You see it.
ASAP.
Okay, so let me read these comments. Because, all right, Tonio said, back to... You know, boycotting. Tonio said, it's a money thing. TNT has too much money invested for them to cancel so they can afford a game or two, but not the whole season. Chastity said, the people who play in the other sports want to be cultured so bad, but don't want to support the culture when it counts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brian said, I think it's a good idea that every sport stopped. They did make a statement with that. This time was short. But what if next time they boycott for a long time? I think they should. Okay. Tiffany said, Black murder is a marketing tool and it's the wrong ways and in the wrong way, so they won't change the way they release music. Okay. Chastity agreed with everybody saying use your platform. Tiffany says Zimmerman was silent during the trial but showed his true colors after the fact. Making him an example is too reactive. Being proactive is bringing way more results.
Before you continue, I don't wish death on somebody, but I'm surprised that nobody touched Zimmerman. Like,
no, like legit.
Like I thought like at least a year, 2 years after the trial, Jit would have been clapped.
People are just talk though. Like
they don't want
that's very true. But still, like I wholeheartedly like Berg said, I don't wish death on anybody. But I honestly, as soon as they said not guilty and he was still walking around Stanford, like shit was sweet.
Y'all seen Jay-Z said something about it in his song. I don't know what song it was, I forgot. But
but if he would have went to jail, he'd have been
taken care of.
Yeah.
But like Tiffany's saying, he showed his colors after the fact. How many times did he go back to court for pointing a shotgun at his girlfriend, abusing his girlfriend, or whatever. All of this other extra
beat the system, so he think he could beat it again.
He didn't beat it. They overcharged him because everybody got emotional
from when him getting off. Yeah.
So they overcharged him, and he got off.
And he got dropped.
That's true, but we live in a state that the law it helped him.
You got to prove
it. Yeah. It helped him to the teeth. Even though what he did was wrong, but the law helped him to the teeth.
Second degree murder, he would have been serving 40 years in prison right now. But because when you first degree murder, which is premeditated murder,
correct?
He didn't wake up that day to
and say, "I'm going to kill the person." Yeah.
That was straight up second degree murder. They got too emotional. We got too emotional. You need to charge him for first degree. Okay, fine.
But you know where that comes from? A lot of people,
not being educated
on that. Right? A lot of people are loud, but a lot of people don't know like what first degree, second degree is. A lot of people don't know, like, so they just feel like, oh, first, that's the most, bet, do that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you don't, like, do
you
know what I mean? Yeah. I watch a shitload of crime TV, and I know it's TV, but it's loosely based off, like, legit shit. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta research some as some like the people that did the cops that killed George Floyd. Everybody was like, no, you need to charge him with this. You need to charge him with this. I saw somebody say, well, I'm a lawyer. And da-da-da. Bitch, shut up. Like, all of y'all just loud.
Third degree murder, something that you can prove right now until you get more
but
evidence.
I think, then they upgraded to second degree?
Yeah, they upgraded only because they found more evidence.
Yeah,
it's better to undercharge and be able to
and build it later.
Amend
yeah.
those charges mm-hmm. later once you got more evidence, which is why they increased it to second degree murder. Everybody wanted first degree murder. That's just a slap on the hand. No, you want to. In prison, right?
Right.
You charge them accordingly that you can prove in a court of law. Mm-hmm. And the findings that they found, which is going to come out, fit second-degree murder.
So then, boom, that's
what
we got
that's what it comes down to is what you can prove in the court.
Right, without a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's called innocent until proven guilty.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, it depends on who's on trial. Because we all know. We all know. All of us. Okay. I got one more before we go. Actually, I lied. I don't have one more before we go. Because we got 6 minutes and we got a lot of people in here. So, I'm going to get into my tea of the week.
What's your tea?
What's the tea? I mean, everybody, first of all.
Do we take a sip?
What's the tea?
No.
What's the tea?
No. So,
we want to know
how tea. How tea of the week works is you go around the room and it's either whatever you want to share, whatever you read, or just a PSA. Like, it don't have to be, like,
oh, okay, I thought legit. You were digging.
No, no.
Like, what you heard, girl?
No.
What you heard?
No. It don't have to be, like, TT for real. But, you know, it can either be whatever you want to share, whatever you read. So, your personal tea, celebrity tea, sports tea, whatever, or just a PSA. Okay? So, Greg, I'm going to start with you because I started to my left. So, I'm going to start to my left.
And you couldn't go right?
No.
Okay. It's your show. my tea of the week.
Tea of the week?
Yes, sir. Okay, October 3rd, got a pop-up shop on the east side of Orlando. It's called the East Side Pop-Up Shop. You know, October 3rd, we're going to have all black vendors out there. Food, drinks, come support, pull up. Follow us, Empire Only. It's called the East Side Pop-Up Shop. October 3rd, be there. And we have some performance. We're gonna try to see if we can get lucky to perform.
Hey,
represent. I'm not a rapper.
That's the lie.
I'm not a comedian.
Another lie.
Okay. So that's your tea, pop up shop.
Yes, ma'am.
October 3rd.
Yes, ma'am.
Boom.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give a PSA. A Poom Poom service announcement.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
No way.
Quarantine radio. Make sure you tune
in. Listen, check this out. Ladies. If you got on your bio, don't DM me unless you're trying to subscribe to my OnlyFans. Just walk the corner. Because you do not know what type of business opportunity. Because be honest, you more than just OnlyFans, girl. You a model. People could come at you for some real business. But if you say, only hit me up if you going to subscribe to my OnlyFans, just walk the corner. I ain't got time for it.
Okay, that's
all
the a
girls
PSA.
That got a Cash App in their bios.
Don't hit me up unless you're trying to send Cash App.
What?
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 They're talking about Cash App.
The Poom Poom don't cost that much. The Poom Poom don't cost that much.
Okay, Lucky. Oh, wait, where can they follow you at?
Oh, damn, I updated.
I was the only one that heard that.
But yeah, @BlackArrow_ENT, that's the Instagram. And on YouTube, if you're a Marvel fan or if you just like seeing black people do their thing, it's Hoodie Thor.
Hoodie Thor.
Yes, sir.
With the hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
With the hammer.
Lucky.
With the hammer. PSA.
Or T or whatever.
All right. So I'm throwing a Halloween party.
Okay.
You feel me? Costume party. October.
$500 prize.
Question, is it an ABC party?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I have questions.
Definitely ABC. But nah, listen, like, definitely $500 costume party. You feel me? I'm going to get to y'all with the dates and with the date and the location. But stay tuned for that. Coming real soon. Bam Promotions.
Okay.
Wait, y'all, yeah, he said I got questions.
What questions? You got time for one question. What does ABC mean?
Oh,
Anything but clothes.
I go to gospel parties. Okay? Excuse me.
Oh, well, this is not the party for you.
Right.
No, I think Jesus will be okay. I think he'll be okay with this one.
As long as you go home and ask for forgiveness.
I got to ask for forgiveness before I go through the door.
Forgive me for what I'm about to do.
I'm done. Okay. $500 costume party, ABC, Halloween. Stay tuned to band promotions for the date.
Yes. And okay. Location.
And location. I know I'm invited.
All day. If you're invited, I'm invited.
Period. Yeah.
Just like that.
Am I invited?
Yes, you're invited.
Sometimes you don't got to ask. You got
to. You just got to pull up.
You come with your Bible.
No. Don't walk in there with a Bible.
No,
don't walk in with a Bible.
No.
I can't have the Mac on me.
Look at
everybody gonna look at you. I think you're at the wrong party.
What if it's a costume? What if I'm playing a pastor?
Yeah, that's a good
one. Don't do that.
At least say a priest.
Nah. Okay.
All right. Pretty Rico band. So the people. Tea of the week. PSA. Something.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Holidays.
It's a national holiday. It's a national Pretty Rico Bands Day. Happy Pretty Day to everybody right out here listening.
Wow. I forgot to get my hair cornrowed.
yeah, you know, it's the real ones B-Day. And it's a vibe right now. I dropped my new single, Freak, today.
Freak?
Yeah. But it's actually some riding music. Some top-down on the city type vibe, but it's just about being a freak. Also, you know, me talking about the freakness, you can catch me on OnlyFans.com/PrettyRicoBands.
Hey, I'm managing. I manage a couple.
Okay. I'm actually not joking on that one. Our lady, OnlyFans.com/PrettyRicoBands to get all the exclusives.
I'm done.
Happy National Pretty Day.
I'm trying to figure out what I walked into.
Black Arrow said, "Oh, he's not joking." No.
Safari was my motivation. He told me, "Hey, do that." I'm like, "Bet."
I'm about to put that in my bio, bitch.
Well, I mean,
let me know when you're having sales.
Oh, that's already happened. I'm quite popular.
Okay. Well. Okay. Whew, I guess it's my turn, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I know you got tea. I can't put the homies out there.
I don't have no tea. What you going to say, Berg?
Nothing. I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Thank you.
Yep. It's your show.
Save it for when we go off air.
You're right.
Because I want to know what you going to say.
I want to hear it.
Nope.
No, I want to know what he's going to say.
It's her show.
No. I guess. Okay, PSA. I am one of... Oh, my hand in your camera. I am one of the, what is it, vendors? No.
Yes.
I am one of the vendors. Well, no.
Sponsors.
I'm the sponsor for the pop-up shop on October 3rd. So pull up, party with me, drink with me. We'll be drinking Mixmasters.
Yes, sir.
So pull up, drink with me, buy a drink. Buy both of us a drink.
Make me mine.
So we can take a sip October 3rd.
Okay.
No, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Thank you for getting off the plane.
Oh, always.
Thank you for getting off the plane.
Okay. I didn't get off the plane.
Thank you for getting off work.
Yeah. Next time, nigga, we gotta put this AC on like 60.
I have no control over the AC. He didn't let me thank you yet. Hold on, baby.
All right.
You know you got off your helicopter.
Bro. Right. thank you for coming off the private jet.
Hey, yeah. I don't know who y'all think I am.
All right, no, wait, because I got to close. Okay, so, all right, we wrap it up this week. Thank you for everybody coming. Thank you for all of my guests. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all listen, y'all share, tell a friend and tell two more. Sponsors, talk to me, I talk back. I promise I'm friendly and... Yes, I am. Didn't you say it's my show?
You're right.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that?
And, yeah, y'all stay slick. I'll see y'all next week.